Mr. Jones, do we have you?
How's it going?
It's going, man. How are you? It's you guys have had a nice long break here. You got to watch a lot of football yesterday after a tough loss like that. How do you sort of unwind into the weekend? What was on the agenda?
Oh, man, just relax and recover. Like you said, just get away from football, but at the same time, just get to be a fan of football. It's always interesting on, you know, Thursday night games. I know you're done, and you kind of get back and see the rest of the league go out. It's always better when you come with a win, but, you know, you just move forward and get ready for the next week.
This is going to sound harsh, but what the hell happened? Because we thought you guys were a good tackling team that brought energy, physicality, and defensively, that was not what we've come to expect from you guys.
No, I mean, quite frankly, you know, we got our butts kicked. You know, from the beginning to the end, we never, you know, had any spark. We never had any juice. It was just a good old-fashioned butt whooping.
With a short week, did that play into it? Or, I mean, everybody had a short week. It's not like the Jets didn't have a short week, but did that play into it for you? Did you guys feel ready to play on Thursday night?
No, I don't think you can make excuses. I think, you know, when they rolled out the ball for us to play, you know, they were obviously more ready to play than us. And so that's just something you go in the next week, and it's our job to come out, practice this week, practice harder, and get ready for the next game.
Safe to say that Aaron Rodgers doesn't look old or washed up. It looked like he had some answers for what you guys were trying to throw at him. Hello?
We still have you?
One more time. I'm sorry.
No, I was just asking about Aaron Rodgers. It looked like he's a Hall of Fame quarterback, but it looked like he kind of had the answers for a lot of the stuff you guys threw at him.
Oh, for sure. And I think, as I spoke to the media last week, it's you don't fool a guy, you know, who's been in the league 20 years. I think the best thing you can do is, you know, put pressure on him and make him uncomfortable. And some of that pressure is, you know, making him feel like he has to perform, that he has to go out, you know, and make tight throws and make those throws. And if you're not able to do that, you know, he's always going to look comfortable.
You may have not observed this the way we did, obviously. You play professional football, so you probably didn't. You probably had much more developed thoughts about this. But watching yesterday and sort of watching all 3 weeks here, Jonathan, it seems like there's a lot of teams maybe that aren't super prepared to come out and start the season. It seems like there's a lot of sloppy play, sloppy quarterback play around the league, and that's just from, you know, the fans' perspective. Is that something with yesterday, you getting a chance to watch all these games? Would you agree with that assessment here early on in the season?
No, I think that's year in and year out. I mean, that's the National Football League. It takes a lot to win in this league, but it doesn't take much to lose. And that's the National Football League. You look across, you know, experts that say, you know, this team's good and they're supposed to win and they don't. Or this team's, you know, trash. They lost their first team, two games, and they come out and, you know, they blow a team out. And, you know, that's the National Football League. It's a tough league. You know, it's hard to win, but it's real easy to lose a game.
When you have a tough loss like you guys did on Thursday, I think sometimes you hear coaches talk about, well, we'll see how our guys handle it. We'll see how they bounce back next week. You guys had a practice today, sort of an extra practice to fix whatever is wrong with you guys before you start the game planning. How did you feel like your team looked on the field today in terms of energy and taking that step forward?
Yeah, anytime you get an opportunity just to come to practice and not focus on the opponent, just to focus on yourself, focus on fundamentals, focus on technique, it's always a great day, and that's what we're kind of able to do today. It's just, you know, focus on New England Patriots, not an opponent. Go out, get good fundamentals, get a good practice in, and just get ready for Wednesday to come out and game play.
How much did you guys sort of feel the loss of Juwan Bentley on Thursday night?
Oh, man, he's a leader. And, you know, it's one of those losses that for most people goes, you know, uncalculated or unnoticed. But that's the quarterback. That's the quarterback of the defense. And so with him not being there, it took a toll. And it's not making excuses, but his presence was definitely missed. You know, somebody's going to have to step up and fill that void for us.
I know you've told us that you're not necessarily the most vocal leader, but you are a veteran leader on this football team. What is your role to get from last Thursday night and what happened to next Sunday in San Francisco in terms of being a team leader?
Just to show the guys what it looks like, you know, to move forward, to bounce back, but to look in the mirror and look at your mistakes, see what you did. We all can look back from coaches to players to look at that game on Thursday and say, hey, I could have done this better, you know, and I could have done that better. And that's our job, is to come in day after day, look ourselves in the mirror and improve. And so that's what I preach to the guys. It's just to continue to get better.
What do you think you could have done better on Thursday?
A lot. I mean, that's just football. I mean, you look back, and obviously no game you're going to play a perfect game, but when you look back, and it's not, you know, cornerback is not a game where, you know, you give up three touchdowns. Obviously that's a bad game, but, you know, you can come in and be like, oh, man, that was two third down conversions I gave up, and you feel like you had a bad game.
I know we've talked to you before about Christian Gonzalez, your young teammate who is developing into a star in the making, and it's weird because there's these two schools of thought out there. One is like, he's a shutdown corner and he's matched up with the toughest receivers in football, just look at the stats. And then Pro Football Focus has this really low grade on him. Just wondering, as a veteran teammate watching him go through what he's going through, how do you feel like he's played through the first three games?
Oh man, he's continuing to get better. He's done, you know, exactly what we've asked for him to do. I'm not sure, you know, who on Pro Football Focus kind of knows our playbook of what we're supposed to be doing, but he's done what we've asked him to do, and he's continuing to get better.
After that Bengals win, Jonathan, it seemed like there was a lot of real buy-in for the message from Coach Mayo. It seemed like everybody was very motivated. Would you say that the current status of the locker room, I mean, obviously after two tough losses, that's got to be a little bit deflating. How's that sort of squaring up with the message and the motivation from Coach?
Oh, man, it's still spot on. It's the same. I don't think anybody looks at the film and says, oh, Coach Mayo, you know, made a bad call or made a bad play on this, you know, on this play. I think, you know, us as players, we sit around and we're like, hey, you know, we didn't do what we needed to do. And that's the accountability. So I definitely the message is out there. The message is still the same. You know, like I said earlier, it's tough to win in this league, but it's easy to lose. And in the last two games, we've done things to lose.
As you turn the page into the game plan for the 49ers, I don't know how much work you've done just yet, but what does that offense look like? I know they got some injuries, but obviously have a ton of weapons that can challenge you in a lot of ways. What does the Kyle Shanahan offense look like to you?
They look like a team that takes what you give them. You know, they do a good job of game planning and finding ways to win. And I think, you know, they'll come out, try to establish the run game and go from there. They put their players in good positions to win. I don't think they ask anybody to do, you know, anything superhuman. They just do a good job of utilizing the weapons that they do have. And it'll be a good game, good matchup for us.
All right, we'll leave it right there. Jonathan Jones, thanks so much for the time this afternoon. Good luck this weekend, and we'll talk to you next week.
Thank you. You guys have a good one.
Thanks, Jonathan.
That is Jonathan Jones, starting corner for the Patriots.